Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas. Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. As the announcer said, I am your host, Michael Pappas. Believe it or not, women-owned businesses positively impact the American economy. They own over 13 million businesses. They employed 10.8 million workers in 2019, closer to 12 million today, and boast $1.9 trillion in annual revenues. But these numbers only tell part of the story. Women-owned businesses are still in the minority. Plus, the hurdles faced by women who have embraced entrepreneurship are vast and often very different from those experienced by their male counterparts. Despite the challenges, says Bridget Weston, president of SCORE, women-owned businesses are growing at unprecedented rates because they're creative, resilient, and expert multitaskers. Last week, I talked to one of the finalists in the 2023 SCORE New Jersey Pitch Contest for women-owned businesses. Just to refresh your memory on what was entailed in the contest, let me give you a recap. Back in April, SCORE New Jersey ran a contest for women-owned businesses. It was funded by the Lester, Muriel, and Edie Frazier Women Entrepreneur Fund for SCORE New Jersey. The two winners of the contest would receive a $4,000 grant for their business. Each business would submit an application telling the name, their products and or services offered, length of time in business, a description of the market need and how they identify the need, their typical customer, the uniqueness of their product and or service, how their product and or service is different from the competition, an estimate of revenues for the next 2 years, and finally, if they won, how they would use the grant. The entries were reviewed by a panel of SCORE mentors, and 10 finalists were selected. Those finalists then had the opportunity to make a pitch of their business to a panel of SCORE mentors. If they wished, the finalists would be paired with a SCORE mentor to help them prepare their pitch. During the week beginning May 15th, the finalists made their virtual pitch presentation to the panel. The panel then chose the two winners. As an added perk, each finalist was given the opportunity to be a guest on SCORE Business Points to talk about their participation in the contest and about their business. My guest today is another of the 10 finalists, Charmaine DaCosta, owner of The Culinary Curate. Welcome to SCORE Business Points, Charmaine.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Good, good. Well, why don't you tell the listeners about yourself, your business background, and your business?
Okay. So myself, very easy. I'm actually an American transplant. I'm from Jamaica. And I grew up in, you know, kind of the rural Jamaican setting. Came to America and became a singer-songwriter. Wow. And after that, I kind of dabbled a little bit in a bunch of things. I was a professor of business for about 8 years, and I worked in corporate America until I decided to, you know, explore other passions. And chiefly among those is that of being a cook slash chef. And so I started my business back in 2012 as a caterer. And then I started a beverage business, which eventually went belly up because it's so capital intensive and I couldn't actually get all the money that I needed once I got a really great distribution deal. So nevertheless, I packed everything up and kind of went into hiding for a while and then came back and restarted as The Culinary Curate last year. And uh-huh. Here I am.
Oh, excellent. You said you were in business. What did you do in business?
I'm sorry.
When you went into corporate business, what did you do in the corporate world?
Yes. So I worked for various organizations in HR and as an executive assistant. I worked for NBC and a couple of other media companies. And I also worked in the nonprofit field as an office manager.
I see. Okay. Well, you were one of the 10 finalists in this year's SCORE New Jersey Pitch Contest. Tell the listeners how you heard about SCORE and the contest.
So when I started as a caterer back in 2012, I had a friend who worked for the SBA, and she told me about SCORE. And I went there. That was back in New York City. I went there, and I didn't like the advice they gave me, so I didn't take it.
Oh. that's not...
And exactly what they told me not to do that I did do ended up exactly like they told me it would go.
Uh-huh.
When I started catering before, I also had this passion to put a product on the market. And the advice was for me to go work for another caterer since I hadn't done it before.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, get a footing that way and to kind of put this whole idea of putting a product out in the market on the back burner until I've established the catering business. Well, I was really passionate about this beverage business, and it actually did go very far. I was in Whole Foods, I was on Fresh Direct and a bunch of other things. But ultimately, I think the advice that they gave me was really valuable. So when I decided to start again, I went back to the well,
mm-hmm.
and decided I would just go on ahead and listen to them. So I started my business in New Jersey, and I went to the town hall to register the business, and they gave me a whole packet, and in the packet was the information for SCORE. And so I reached out.
And that was how you heard, that's how you heard about the contest itself?
How I heard about the contest itself was my SCORE mentor sent me an email and said, hey, look at this. Please apply. So I applied right away.
Okay. So the next question was, I know that the contest allowed you to work with a SCORE mentor. Mm-hmm. Did you work with one?
I did.
You did. Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you be kind enough to tell us his or her name?
Yes. Matt Finkel.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And how was the experience?
It was amazing. You know, I have two SCORE mentors for the contest. My other mentor worked with someone else. And I have to say that they are extremely generous with their time, very encouraging. I feel as though I have a champion mm-hmm. with them on my team, because that's how it feels. It doesn't feel as though they're separate and apart from me so much as they are people with expertise that I can... you know, I can lean into in order to be able to succeed in my business.
So I gather that since you've worked with a mentor, you plan to stay with your mentor now?
Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely. They're not getting rid of me that easily.
All right. Well, you've been in business for a little over a year now with this business, right? So
correct.
What plans do you have for the future of this business?
Well, I plan on having this business continue, you know, like this, and I want it to grow. The plan is to eventually, you know, get a brick and mortar place that I can have as my own. Right now, I'm using commercial kitchens. I would really love to expand into having a kitchen of my own. I would really, really love to have a venue, a space for events, and continue to do, you know, what I'm doing, work with the movie business. I'd love to get a food truck. I have big plans.
that's very good. So, well, then, with all those plans that you've got, has your mentor talked with you? Have you made up a business plan as to milestones, as to where you want to go, how you want to get?
Yes, we're actually working on milestones. And one of the things they keep reminding me is that I've done a lot in the short time that I've actually been in business. And, you know, they try to rein me in so that I don't get so impatient and try to, you know, just go whole hog. But overall, very, very encouraging, and working on those milestones.
Uh-huh. Okay, so...
And Matt's name is Frankel, not Finkel.
Frank. Oh, I'm sure he'll excuse you for that. That's all right. So give us some of your milestones. You're in business for about a year. Where do you plan to be, say, in 2 years?
Gosh, in 2 years, I would hope that I already have a kitchen of my own.
Uh-huh.
In 2 years, I want to have at least 3 permanent staff, not just, you know, pickup staff. And I really like the area that I'm doing, and I want to be able to have a niche in the film business where people actually know my name and they're calling for me in particular. And I'd really love to develop my wedding business.
Okay.
Because I realize, especially now, I don't know if you're aware, but there is a writer's strike and the actors are striking in sympathy to the writers. So right now, my movie business has dried up because they're not filming.
Right. The actors actually went on strike for themselves because they're upset about their contracts are up and they're upset about they're not getting what they were expecting because of the new things of streaming and now putting everything out directed to streaming rather than going to theaters. And mm-hmm. that was never in their original contracts and kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So they're looking for a piece of that, I understand. All right. So maybe you've gotten there in 2 years. Where do you expect to be in, say, 3 years?
Gosh, in 3 years, I actually want to have a larger production. In 3 years, I want to be able to have, you know, that kind of setup where I have trucks of my own that I can actually show up to a larger movie set, not just the smaller independent ones, but maybe I can do a feature and be the one who is on a year-long contract with a movie. I'd really love to have a contract with a movie studio in our area that I would be their go-to caterer. Those are the kinds of things that might not sound like a huge deal, but they are those incremental steps that I want to take to see the long-term success of this business, because ultimately I want to be able to leave this to my daughter.
Oh, I see. Okay. So are you making steps since Netflix, I understand, is building at the Fort Monmouth area? Have you been trying to get inroads into there?
Well, I know that the studio isn't done yet?
No, I understand that, but this is a good time. Wouldn't you say that this is a good time
to do the research, right?
To do the research and to find
absolutely. I'm trying to figure out who, you know, what are the roads to take. I know that the New Jersey Film Commission might be a great place for me to start, but I don't know who there to actually tap. So yes, I am looking at that, but I'm still really ruminating about it because I'm not quite sure how to approach the situation yet.
That's what your mentor's for.
Uh-huh.
Use them as...
Hey, Matt, did you hear that?
Exactly. Use them as much as you can. All right.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. How did you... I mean, you've been in business from before, so I'm sure you know how to start one. How did you get the funding for this particular business?
I've always bootstrapped everything. So my savings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. So you're taking what they call a flying leap and with no net.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because also, you know, I feel as though, first of all, people don't trust you with their money. And it's almost like waiting for permission to do the thing that is a burning desire in you if you are not willing to take that leap on your own. And I would really love to get a loan or something like that. But especially with this downturn in the film business, where I have not gotten any film work in a while. I did 2 commercials this year. I did 2 movies last year. And so in the fall, I did 2 movies. And this year, I did 2 commercials in the spring. But...
Okay.
Oh, and I did a small movie. Uh-huh. But, you know, I'm like, okay. So I wouldn't know how to repay a loan unless I was taking the money from the loan to repay the loan, right?
So, all right.
Those are the kinds of
challenges. At the current time that this is your business, you have no fallback in any way?
This is it.
So you're catering strictly to the movie industry and to the commercials and...
Yeah, but also, I mean, I do have an ancillary business, which is, you know, a wedding business. And
uh-huh.
So I'm a wedding wire, which is, you know, it's a little bit expensive, but if I get one wedding from Wedding Wire, it pays for the subscription for the year, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And so far I've gotten like 3 or 4 weddings from Wedding Wire.
Okay.
So it's paid for itself.
Okay, because this is the time Are people, are they actually, they plan ahead of time,
but exactly. This is a,
yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. I only ask this because from down here, I live on the shore area, and mm-hmm. I'm not too far from Long Beach Island. And mm-hmm. that's a big wedding thing down here. People, a lot of them do. There's such a thing as a wedding. There's wedding, not venues, but they actually have.
Like showcases?
Yes, wedding show.
Expos.
Thank you.
Yes. I've been thinking about doing a wedding expo. They're cost intensive. And of course, you know, while I'm living on my savings, I'm also, you know, paying the mortgage and all the other things. So I put a big chunk of money into Wedding Wire, but I have been thinking very strongly about doing a wedding expo.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I'm only bringing it up because I just happen to know mm-hmm. about it. And on LBI, there's a big, they think they do it. I think they start in April. There's a big wedding expo. Hundreds of
vendors,
vendors from caterers to musicians to DJs to photographers to everybody.
Yeah.
So that's a thought, another thought someday in the future, maybe come down to LBI and do that.
Oh, yeah.
So talk a little bit more about your business. So your main target is the film industry here mm-hmm. in New Jersey, right? So
correct.
How do you let your target market know about your business and what you offer?
Well, right now, a lot of it is word of mouth and joining organizations that are, you know, around that industry. So I'm a part of a group called the Pano Network, and mm-hmm. that's where... So my customer would be the producers of the film, not the director, not the actor. So I have to join those networks where producers gather. And so that's kind of where I've been hanging out. And my Pano membership finally actually paid in fruit. I did a small, tiny movie a few weeks ago, but the person connected with me through Pano, and now they have become my champions and are talking about how wonderful the experience was working with me. So,
well, that's good. All right. Mm-hmm. I hope to get more of those. And so you tell them, so when you tell them about your business, how do you tell them what you offer? What do you offer? I mean, you're a caterer, but what actually do you offer?
Oh my goodness. So one of the things that I offer stress-free, I offer delicious and I offer healthy. So a lot of times, you know, a caterer is a caterer who throws a bunch of things together food wise and brings it to someone for their event. Well, that's not the only thing they do. But a lot of times when I see other caterers work, a lot of it is they go and they buy all this pre-made stuff and then they warm it up and serve it. You're getting nuts and bolts, start to finish, food prepared, fresh, ready, and well.
Uh-huh.
And so I do a cross between American Bistro, Mediterranean, and Caribbean because they tend to have high nutritional value to their food. So everyone knows that the Mediterranean diet is kind of the kind of diet that people look to for healthful living, but it's not just healthy. It's absolutely delicious. And so that's kind of my stock in trade. And then making sure that my client doesn't have anything to worry about the day of the event.
How do you think your background in the arts, since you were a singer, a songwriter, how do you think your background in the arts has helped you with your business? And has it helped you with your business? And if so, why?
It has helped me with my business. It's helped me with my business because, A, it got me my start in the business. My daughter, who's a director, when she was doing her first short film to submit it to Sundance, I volunteered. I hadn't even started my business yet, but I volunteered to cater for her film. And the producer on that film loved it so much that she started telling everybody about me. Uh-huh. When I decided to get into the film business, all of the work that I got for the first year had come through her referral without my even knowing it. And so it's helped me with that. Now, coming from that industry has helped in that I understand filmmakers. I understand that the crew on a movie set works harder than anybody else in show business, and they typically get the worst food. I think that that paradigm should shift, and they should actually eat well, because when you feed people well, they work well. Mm-hmm. A happy crew is a well-fed crew.
Oh, you're saying a happy life is a happy wife is a you know happy life, huh?
Exactly. And so I really stress the necessity of feeding a crew well, and not just bringing them good food thrown down, but really good food, appealing to look at, delicious to taste. When they walk in, it should smell wonderful. They should want to eat. They should want to show up for meal times so that they can go back to work.
I'm willing to go to eat there. That's okay. Tell me where you are the next time.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else you would like the listeners to know?
If you want to take a chance on someone, please look me up. I'm amazing at what I do. And I need to have everyone spread the word. We are The Culinary Curate and can be found at theculinarycurate.com. And most of this work is done. People grow and succeed by word of mouth. So if you guys would spread the word, if you know someone who's getting married, you know somebody who's doing a political fundraiser, all of these things which I've done before in the past, if you're doing a gala, please look me up.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you very much for being on Score Business Points. I do appreciate it.
And thank you for having me. I am so thrilled to have had the opportunity to be with you today.
At the beginning of the show, I gave you a few statistics on women-owned businesses in the U.S. Before I sign off today, let me give you a few more statistics related to women-owned businesses. 40% of U.S. businesses are women-owned. Women started 1,821 net new businesses every day last year. 64% of new women-owned businesses were started by women of color last year. Latina women-owned businesses grew more than 87%. There are 114% more women entrepreneurs than there were 20 years ago. 62% of women entrepreneurs cite their business as their primary source of income. Women in business are a driving force in the nation's flourishing economy. As the statistics show, the U.S. economy is increasingly reliant on the work and devotion of female entrepreneurs. Women are starting and running businesses at a stunning rate, and they're doing so with demonstrable skill and expertise. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. Are you a small business owner who has overcome a business problem? Maybe you'd like to tell the listeners how you did it. If so, send me an email at sbp@wbnj.org. Again, that's sbp@wbnj.org. Or maybe you're a subject matter expert and would like to pass on your knowledge to the listeners. I can be reached at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. Again, it's sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars and in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj and click on Local Workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. I would again like to thank Charmaine DaCosta for taking time out of her day to be with us. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then. For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/SoutheastNJ. That's score.org/SoutheastNJ. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.